إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد نرحب بكم جميعا I welcome all of you continue reading about some of the main deviant sects who opposes the منهج of أهل السنة والجماعة and we're still reading from a lecture given by our noble Shaykh الدكتور العلامة صالح الفوزان حفظه الله نبذة عن الفرق الضالة a quick look and a glimpse on the deviated sect this is class number 10 as a summary the Shaykh mentioned القدرية one of the main deviant sects Al-Qadariyya those who went wrong in the Qadar and they opposes the belief of Ahlul Sunnah Al-Jama'ah in Qadar likewise talks about the Khawarij who opposed Ahlul Sunnah Al-Jama'ah in many principles likewise Al-Shia'ah Wal-Jahmiyyah Wal-Mu'tazila all these are deviant sects The last deviant sect we mentioned was Al-Asha'ira. They branched off Al-Mu'tazila. And they were called, as we learned in a previous class, they were called Al-Asha'ira because of them following then at that time the madhab of Abil Hassan Al-Ash'ari rahimahullah. Abil Hassan الأشعري رحمه الله تعالى وكان أبو الحسن الأشعري معتزليا at first أبو الحسن الأشعري was upon the مذهب of المعتزلة this deviant sect المعتزلة So Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari, rahimahullah, at first he was upon the manhaj and the madhab and the innovated methodology of the Mu'tazila. And then he left them and he was on the madhab of al-Kullabiyyah, still a deviant methodology. They were called Al-Kullabiyyah because of their leader, Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. Abdullah ibn Sa'id ibn Kullab. And he was on that for a while. And alhamdulillah, Allah wanted good for him, rahimahullah. And he made tawbah and repented from them, from that. Deviant sects and he left the Kullabiyyah and he says that he is upon the madhab of Imam Ahmed rahimahullah and Imam Ahmed was the Imam of the Sunnah he was upon the way of the Salaf al-Salih that was the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim were upon and the Tabi'un and he has made that clear in his books like Al-Ibana an Usul al-Diyana And other than them, he free himself from those innovations and from those deviated methodology that he was upon. And he mentioned that he was upon the madhab of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. So he has made that clear, alhamdulillah, in his books, rahimahullah, that he has left those deviated methodologies and innovated ways, and that he was upon the madhab of Imam Ahmad, meaning he was upon the way of the Salaf al-Salih. But many of his followers, they didn't follow him. They stayed on that which Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari was upon, the madhab of al-Kullabiyya. So now, those deviant sect that they call them now Asha'ira, the Shaykh says it's not proper to call them Asha'ira. Because him, he free himself from what they are upon. Rather, they are to be called Kullabiyya. Because as for him, rahimahullah, he freed himself from what they were upon. And if you hear Asha'ira, you should know that these deviant sect, they are upon what Abu al-Hasan al-Ash'ari was upon before he turned back to madhab Ahl al-Sunnah al-Jama'ah. Okay? Aynam. So the Shaykh, he mentioned, this is still, I'm giving a summary, that he says, this is the usul al-firaq. This is the origin and the foundation of the deviant sects, Qadariya, Shia, Khawarij, Jahmiya. And from this deviated sect, many other deviant sects branch off from them. Every single one of them branched to so many. And this is the way of Ahlul Bid'ah. Ahlul Bid'ah, they don't have no principle they go back to in the times of differences. They go to their desires. They follow their leaders and their heads. That's why, if they differ, they split. But Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, those who are upon the truth, and they sincere about it, then when they differ about anything, they turn it to the Asl. They turn it to the Book of Allah, and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Even differences and khilaf come between them, they turn it back to the asl, to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the understanding of As-Salaf As-Salih, and there will be no differences, alhamdulillah. Those who were wrong, they say astaghfirullah wa natubu ilayh, and they turn back and accept the haqq. فهذه كلها شرور. These deviant sects, they are evil that Allah has protected the Sahaba from. نعم لا خير فيها هذه الفرق والتحزبات لا خير فيها. شيخ عبد المحسن العباد حفظه الله, he mentioned that these divisions, splitting, these deviant sects, that's all that is an evil that Allah has saved the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim from. There is no good. No one can tell you, look, it's okay, akhi, all this difference of madahib and manahij and methodologies, it's okay. It's not okay, because Allah wants us to be one ummah, one jama'ah. That's what the Muslim is supposed to be. Yes, they don't look the same because they come from different countries, from different regions, different tribes. Even the people in the same country, they don't look the same. They speak different dialects. They have different customs and the like. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, they're supposed to be one. The Arab and the non-Arab, the black and the white, the rich and the poor, the king and the slave, they're supposed to be all on one thing, that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left for us. Aynam. قال الشيخ حفظه الله أهل السنة والجماعة والحمد لله يخالفون القدرية النفاس. Now the Shaykh is bringing now a summary to what we, because this is going to be maybe the last class in this chapter that we are dealing with. A glimpse on the deviated sects and innovated methodologies. He says, so Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, walhamdulillah, they oppose al-Qadariyya al-Nufat. فَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْقَدَرِ وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِيمَانِ السِّتَّةِ. they believe, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe in the Qadr. And they believe in the Qadr as one of the pillars of Iman. There are six pillars of Iman, this is one of them. وَأَنَّهُ لَا يَحْصُلُ فِي هَذَا الْكَوْنِ شَيْءٌ إِلَّا بِقَضَائِهِ وَقَدَرِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لِأَنَّهُ الْخَلَّاقُ الرَّبُّ الْمَالِكُ الْمُتَصَرِّفُ. Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, from their aqidah, that they believe that nothing in this universe, nothing happens or takes place in this universe except by Allah's leave and permission. Anything that happens, Allah has decreed it to happen. Because He is the one who creates. He is the Lord. He is the one who has the dominion over all things. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, governs His universe. Nothing happened without His permission and without His knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. As He tells us, Allah tells us in Surah Az-Zumar, Allahu khaliqu kulli shay, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in wakil, lahu maqalidu as-samawati wal-ard. Allah, it is He who has created everything. And He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the disposer of all affairs. To Him belongs all that which is in the heavens and in the earth. لا أحد يتصرف في هذا الكون إلا بمشيئته سبحانه وتعالى وإرادته وقدرته وتقديره. No one make a move, take a decision. Nothing happened in this universe except by Allah's leave and will. سبحانه وتعالى. That which Allah wills, it will happen. That which Allah does not will to happen, it will never happen. علم الله ما كان وما سيكون في الأزل ثم كتبه في اللوح المحفوظ ثم شاءه وأوجده وخلقه سبحانه وتعالى. Allah have knowledge of all what's going to happen. See, this is a refutation against this deviant sect who they say Allah does not know what's going to happen until the people does it. You see, Allah don't know if somebody pray until He pray. وَعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. But Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe, and their belief is based on texts from the Quran and from the Sunnah. Because these are matters of the ghaib. These are matters of the unseen. And there is no way whatsoever for anyone to know, to have knowledge of the unseen except from that which Allah allow His servants to have knowledge of, whether in His book or in the tongue of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah has knowledge of all what will happen and everything that will take place. There is no beginning of the knowledge of Allah, like, okay, Allah just know about certain things at this moment. No, Allah knows about all things. And He has all that written in the Lawh al-Mahfuz. And then things happen as Allah He wills for them to happen, in proportions. We are created, alhamdulillah. We live in this time, but Allah knew that we're going to live in this time. Aynam, if you wonder why we were in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because this Allah, that's what Allah wills. He willed for us to be at this time. And in a knowledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in that knowledge that we're going to be at this time. And how long we're going to live, and when we're going to die. And every move we make, what we eat and what we don't, where we go and when we don't go, what we think of, every statement we make, any decision, every move, except that Allah has knowledge of it, subhanahu wa ta'ala, before the creation of the heavens and the earth. It's all written with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Al-Lawh al-Mahfuz. وكذلك من عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة أن للعبد مشيئة وكسبا واختيارا لا أنه مسلوب الإرادة مجبر على أفعاله كما تقول الجبرية الغلاة فهم يخالفون. وهذا فيه رد على الفرقة الثانية الذين غلوا وقعوا في الغلو. Also, أهل السنة والجماعة, they believe from their aqidah that with what we just mentioned, that also the servant has a will and has a choice. Person choose to pray or not, to read Quran or not. Now, people, they make their decisions. Unlike a deviant sect, Al-Qadariyya, Al-Jabriyya, who they say, which is wrong, of course, that the people are forced to do what they're doing. With Allah, they says Allah has decreed everything. So these people, they have no, it's Allah, it's all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. And those who don't pray, they should not be blamed, because Allah decreed upon them not to pray. You see? Those who drink alcohol, they know it's haram. But hey, Allah decreed it on them. But this is wrong. Those same people who use the qadr to escape or not to act upon the obligations, when someone tries to take something from them, they don't use the qadr. They don't say, oh, take it, because Allah has decreed this. Go ahead, that's my car, I pay all my money, but hey, it's yours now. Because Allah has decreed now, they're going to fight you. They say, look, it doesn't work like that. But for them not to pray, yes, qadr, Allah has decreed. You want to take something from them? Doesn't work like that. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they oppose them. وكذلك مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة في صحابة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنهم يوالونهم كلهم أهل البيت وغير أهل البيت يوالون الصحابة كلهم المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان ويمتثلون بذلك قوله تعالى في سورة الحشر والذين جاءوا من بعدهم يقولون ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. Likewise, from the madhab of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as related to the belief that we should have towards the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You find Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah who are upon the haqq, upon the truth, they love all of the companions. They have respect for them, whether the family of the Prophet ﷺ or not. They love all of them and they respect all of them. And whether they are from the Muhajirun or from the Ansar, and those who follow them upon good. And he mentioned the ayah 10 in Surah Al-Hashr. And those who came after them, they say, our Lord forgive us and forgive our brothers who preceded us in Iman. And don't put in our hearts any hatred for those who believed. For those who believed. إذن فأهل السنة والجماعة بهذه العقيدة الصحيحة يخالفون الشيعة. So with this sound creed, أهل السنة والجماعة, they are upon this sound creed. Now you find the Shia, they are on something else when it comes to the belief in the companions. لماذا؟ لأن الشيعة يفرقون بين أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فيوالون بعضهم ويعادون أكثرهم والعياذ بالله. Now the Shia, Al-Rafida and the Shia, what they do as related to the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they oppose the belief and the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal-Jama'ah because they believe in only a selected companions. And they hate and show enmity and disrespect to the majority of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ يُوَالُونَهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَيُحِبُّونَهُمْ جَمِيعًا. But the Ahlu Sunnah, they love all the companions. They follow their examples. And they believe that they are the best of this ummah after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, they are the best of any nation after the Prophets and the Messengers alayhimu salatu wa salam. والصحابة يتفاضلون. Sheikh Fawzani says, نعم, we love the Sahaba, we respect them, they are an example for us, they are the best of this Ummah. But however, amongst them, there are those who have more virtue and more merits than others. أفضلهم الخلفاء الراشدون. The best of the companions are the four rightly guided Khalif, Abu Bakr, then Umar, then Uthman, and Ali radiallahu anhu majma'een. Thumma baqiyat al-ashara. Then the ten. The rest of the ten. Now these are four of them. Then there's six others. Who are these six others? From the ten that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned them by name. In a hadith he says, his companion in Jannah. This in Jannah. Ten of them. Now, number one, this is supposed to be easy. The first four is supposed to be easy. Ukasha, number one.
Ibn Abbas.
We just mentioned this.
Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr.
And then number two?
Umar
al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Number three?
Uthman ibn Affan
radiallahu anhu. And number four?
Ali
ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. All right. Number five?
Talha
ibn Zubayr. Talha ibn. Ahsant. Talha ibn Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu. That's number five. Number six? Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Naam, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam. Number seven?
Abdurrahman ibn Auf.
Naam, Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Number eight? No, Salman al-Farisi, no. Abu Ubaida ibn al-Jarrah. Naam, Amir al-Jarrah. Number eight. Number nine?
Abdallah ibn
Sa'id ibn Zayd. Naam, Sa'id ibn Zayd. And number 10? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas. Naam. These are the 10. Now, if you were to ask who are the 10, the list of the 10 basketball players now, who scored the most, I don't know what they call it. What do they call them? Most points by game. You think many people will have problem with that? They tell you LeBron James, Kobe, I don't know, KD, yeah? The KD and the KJ. And all, they don't even give you the names. They know how the people call them, right? And that's a sad, yeah, Juan. Now, a lot of youth. A lot of youth. You ask them about the Sahaba, the 10. They puzzle. They don't know. You ask them about the soccer players? SubhanAllah. I received a text once. I said, it's in my country, in Morocco. This brother, this person, he went out in the streets. This is a Muslim country, Akhwan. He went in the streets with maybe his iPhone and he was recording this interview. He's asking the youth questions. He tell them, you know, in Morocco, soccer is a big thing, not baseball or football or basketball. Soccer, okay? They call it soccer here, but all over the world is what? It's football. Okay, but America, they have another plan. All right. Only in America, okay? All right. So that football, which is here in America, named soccer, this man, he was asking them, give me the name of three companions. They don't know. They're like, three companions? Oh, man. Three companions. Wow. Then he's like, you heard about Abu Bakr? Abu Bakr. Yeah. Abu Bakr. Yeah, Abu Bakr. Okay, the other ones? And they go to another one. The other one. But thus they go back to the same person who couldn't even get one. Can you give me three players of Barca? Barcelona, this is a big team, a soccer team in Spain. The guy, he started laughing, he said, you want only three? I can give you the whole lineup. I can give you all of them if you want. A'udhu billah. He knows the players of a team, but cannot even know one or two companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. قال ثم المهاجرون أفضل من الأنصار. Then the مهاجرون, they have more merits than the أنصار. وأصحاب بدر. Then it comes those who participated in بدر. And then أصحاب بيعة الرضوان. لهم فضيلة. Likewise, those who give the pledge to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the pledge that is called Bay'atul Ridwan. But all of the companions, they have merits, but some of them have more than others. ويعتقدون أهل السنة والجماعة أيضا يعتقدون. These are from the principles of أهل السنة والجماعة. إخوان, these things here are very important things. These very important principles that أهل البدع, they oppose the حق, because أهل السنة, they are upon the حق. يعتقدون السمع والطاعة خلافا للخوارج. نعم, أهل السنة والجماعة from their aqidah, as related to how to deal with the Muslim ruler, they hear and obey. They don't try to get troubles and turn the people against him and the like. And the Khawarij oppose them in this. فأهل السنة والجماعة لا يرون الخروج على إمام المسلمين وإن حصل منه خطأ ما دام هذا الخطأ دون الكفر ودون الشرك حيث نهى صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخروج عليهم لمجرد المعاصي وقال إلا أن تروا كفرا بواحا عندكم فيه من الله فيه برهان. أهل السنة والجماعة, they do not, it is not from their عقيدة to go against the rulers. Whenever they don't like someone, let's rally the people, and they, like the Khawarij do. The Khawarij, if they don't like a ruler, they go against him. And they began to talk about him and rally the people because they cannot do it. They're cowards. They cannot do it by themselves. Like the Ikhwan al-Muslimin these days. Look what they did with Husni Mubarak. They are, for years, they're rallying the people. They're talking in their khutab, in their classes, in their books. Now when the technology came, this big fitna of Facebook, now they used it to get more people against the ruler. And they target the laymen who don't know these principles. But the people who have principles, Allah save them from trials and fitan. They don't get involved in the fitan and trial. But the laymen, masakeen. وَالْجَهْلُ دَاءٌ قَاتِلُ. Ignorance is a fatal disease. A lot of people are killed because of ignorance. Ignorance. But those people who they use them for that purpose, they say, no, they're martyrs. Someone kill himself and he's a martyr? In what religion is this? They says in Islam. Not in the manhaj of Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah that is based on the proofs from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ahlul Sunnah or Jama'ah, once there is a ruler, he's a Muslim, they work with him. They make dua for him. They do not try to rally the people against him and go against him. Whether with the tongue, or with, nor with the writing, or nor with the sword. But rather they give him advice. Not on a minbar. No, advice between him and them. As long as he is upon Islam, he's not upon kufr that is clear or shirk. Because of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Sahaba, they gave the pledge, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he told them to give the bay'ah and the pledge of obedience to the Muslim ruler and to not dispute the matters with him, try to get his position, to remove him, like the Ikhwan and the Khawarij they do in these days, and they've been doing it from before. But rather they are patient. Even if he is disobedient, even if they see from him sins, as long as he's not a kafir, as long as he is not upon a clear kufr. Likewise, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah يخالفون الجهمية ومشتقاتهم في أسماء الله وصفاته. Likewise, you find Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah who are upon the truth and the haq, they oppose the belief and the wicked belief of Al-Jahmiyyah and those who follow them on that deviation, especially in the names and the attributes of Allah. فَأَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا وَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ وَمَا وَصَفَهُ بِهِ رَسُولُهُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَيَتَّبِعُونَ فِي ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالسُّنَّةَ مِنْ غَيْرِ تَشْبِيهٍ وَلَا تَمْثِيلٍ وَمِنْ غَيْرِ تَحْرِيفٍ وَلَا تَعْطِيلٍ عَلَى حَدِّ قَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. Likewise, in the bab of asma wa sifat, Ahl al-Sunnah wal Jama'a dhir aqida is that they affirm for Allah from names and attributes, beautiful names and attributes, that which Allah affirmed for Himself in His book, or that which His Messenger ﷺ has affirmed for Him. You see? They look at the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah ﷺ. That's their source of knowledge. They affirm all names and attributes that Allah has affirmed for Himself in His book, or His Messenger ﷺ has affirmed for Him. They follow in that the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. Hadiikum Allah wa sahbaakum. And they affirm these attributes without likening them to those of the creation, and without changing the meanings, and without denying them, and without saying how, or trying to get, or to know the true nature of these attributes. Because Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Ash-Shura, verse 11, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing resembles Allah. وَهَذَا فِيهِ رَدْ عَلَى الْمُشَبِّهَةِ. This is a refutation against those who they say that those who likened and resembles the attributes of Allah to those of His creation. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. And He is السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. This is a refutation against al-Jahmiyyah and those who follow them, who denies the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ حفظه الله فمذهب أهل السنة والجماعة ولله الحمد جامع للحق كله في جميع الأبواب وفي جميع المسائل ومخالف لكل ما عليه الفرق الضالة والنحل الباطلة. Says مذهب أهل السنة والجماعة, that which the Sahaba they were upon, which is the حق, and whoever followed them upon that from the great imams, from the a'imma of the deen, their madhab, that which they were upon, walhamdulillah, tawfiq is from Allah, comprise the truth, all of it. In any field of the religion, any chapter of the religion, you find the haqq is with Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bring any issue, any matter, you will find the haqq in that matter. For those who want the haqq, but some people don't want the haqq, they follow their desires. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. For those, anyone who wants the truth, he will find it with Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, as opposed to what the deviant groups and sects they are upon. Those who leave the truth and hold on to falsehood. وَلْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. ثُمَّ قَالَ الشَّيْخ كَلِمَ جَمِيلَةً فَمَنْ أَرَادَ النَّجَاةَ فَهَذَا مَدْهَبُ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. Anyone who wants to be upon the path of safety, anyone who wants to save himself from ruin and destruction, he has to adhere to madhab Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahlul Sunnah, once again, they are always upon the haqq. Not just to hear Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, meaning that some masjid named Ahlul Sunnah or something like that, or some website on the internet, they name themselves Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.org. No. Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah here, that which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was upon, in the main place of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But if anyone that can come after them and call his name, himself, this name, they have to act upon it. Their actions and their statements and their aqidah will prove that they are true in their claim or not. Okay, so the issue is not by claim. Likewise, Salafiyyah is not just by claim. Person claim he's upon Salafiyyah, but he's far away from it. in his actions, in his statements, in his manners, in his akhlaq, in his behavior, far away from what the madhab of salaf were upon. قال وأهل السنة والجماعة في باب العبادة يعبدون الله على مقتدى ما جاءت به الشريعة. Look, now when it comes to actions of worship, all actions of worship that we are commanded to perform, and they are legislated for us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this beautiful religion of Islam, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they worship Allah based on what comes in the Sharia, in what Allah has legislated. Meaning, before they do anything or act upon anything, they learn. And they do it in accordance to knowledge, adhering to the commands of Allah and the commands of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who oppose Ahlul Sunnah in this bab? As-Sufiyyah wal-Mubtadi'ah wal-Khurafiyyin. الذين لا يتقيدون في عبادتهم بالكتاب والسنة بل يتبعون في ذلك ما رسمه لهم شيوخ الطرق وأئمة الضلال. So أهل السنة والجماعة, before they make wudu, غسل, تيمم, مسح, anything, salat, any salat, fasting, zakat, hajj, umrah, transactions, dua, funerals, visiting of the graves, recitation of the Quran, celebrations, Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they refer to the Book of Allah and to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever Allah commands, they do it. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam commands, they do it. Something that is not in the Book of Allah, is not in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba never heard of, they leave it alone. Who opposes them in this? As-Sufiyya, the Sufis, these deviant sects, famous, well spread, especially in Africa, Allah al-Musta'an, and in Asia. Sufiyya there, subhanAllah. And in parts of Europe, like in Turkey, Ahsant. So, and the Mubtadi'ah. Why? Because these people, they do not limit themselves to the source of the religion. They do not limit themselves to what's in the Book of Allah and what's in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They don't learn, because they don't learn the religion. They stay ignorant and they just follow what their Shaykh al-Turuq, Tariqah al-Tijaniya, very wicked Tariqah al-Tijaniya, very bad, an evil way. But a lot of people are upon it, wal-iyadu billah, masakeen, they don't know. Or al-Jishtiyya, wal-Naqshbandiyya, wal-Sahrawardiyya, wal-Qadiriyya, wal-Bulshishiyya, many of them. Many ways that the Sufis has invented to turn the people away from one path, the path of Allah. Deen is easy. There's only one path. But the Ahlul Bidah, they bring so many paths to turn the people away from the path of Allah. Why? Because they lack these principles. They lack these principles. They don't have them. If they have principles, that sheikh can talk all he wants, all day. But then they're going to say to him, you want us to get together in a circle and dance and say, who? And he tell us this is the best dua and the best thing you can say? Who says this? Did Allah say it in his book? Did the Messenger tell us to do this? Any one of the companions used to sit in a circle and say who, and dance and chant like that? But masakin, they don't know. They don't know. They're like, okay, well, that's the Shaykh. SubhanAllah, that's the Shaykh. And they follow them, wal-iyadu billah. And they think that they are awliya'ullah, but they are awliya'ul shaytan. They look at their main imams of the Sufis who call them to bid'ah and dalal. They think that they are awliya'ullah. These are the best of the people. But in reality, they are the allies of shaitan. Because shaitan, he's the one who calls to bid'ah and innovations and shirk. Allah calls the people to be upon the haqq, upon that which is good for them, tawheed. But shaitan, he's the one who calls the people to be upon batil and falsehood. قال الشيخ نسأل الله أن يجعلني وإياكم من أهل السنة والجماعة بمنه وكرمه، وأن يرينا الحق حقا ويرزقنا اتباعه، وأن يرينا الباطل باطلا ويرزقنا اجتنابه، إنه سميع مجيب. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. And the Sheikh, he says in the end of this very beneficial lecture of his, Hafidhahullah, he says, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make him and us from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And to be upon the haqq is by Allah's will. You have to thank Allah. Yes, you're making efforts, but Allah wants that for you. So you thank Allah. Don't grow arrogant, because people, they think because of them, Allah left them to their intellect, and that intellect of theirs corrupt them. And they were upon the sunnah before you know it, they are upon something else. Thank Allah and say, Alhamdulillah, that I am upon this. And ask Allah to be upon it, but you have to follow the means too, by learning and stay with the ulama and stay with Ahlul Sunnah. Be modest, humble yourself. He says, also, he says, may Allah make the truth clear to us and allow us to be upon it. And may Allah make the falsehood clear for us. And may Allah protect us from being upon it. Indeed, Allah, He is the one who hears the supplication and answers them. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to complete this chapter. And we thank, after that, then we thank our noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Dr. Baqiyat al-Salaf, Salih bin Fawzan al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah ta'ala, for this knowledge, which we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save it for him, sincerely for him in his scales of good deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira.